Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. We'll figure out.
We'll treat ourselves. It'll be a feast.
Oh,
Do the
yeah.
intro, bitch. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. Attention. Do I have everybody's attention now?
This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker. D-F-T.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not down with that, Billy's got two words for ya!
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hot Tag!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house, baby, take control.
Oh, wow, look at him commanding, coming back to work and just on it.
Welcome, everyone, to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It is Scotty Villa. It is the 92nd Man, Monday Night Mike. And look who is back.
What the fucking do?
fuck off.
Okay, Tom is back.
Yeah, you take 2 weeks off and get buried just like me.
You guys didn't even go very hard. I feel like I bury you more when you're on the podcast than you do when I'm not.
Listen, some of us are beloved on this podcast and serve a purpose.
Apparently that's not me. That's fine by me.
Hey guys, Tom's back.
Tom's back.
The crew. We're only hoping he had a horrible day at work.
Oh, I did.
Great stuff.
And you know what else? As if I wasn't having a bad enough day, I go to grab one of my beloved Pepsi Zeros from the fridge.
Oh, okay.
No fucking Pepsi.
No Pepsi. Oh,
what?
It turned out it's a Pepsi pod.
It's a Pepsi pod, Mike. You hear that, Mike? My man's drinking Pepsi. The superior
it's a Pepsi
brand.
Pod. It's I mean, I wouldn't say that.
Not a single drop of Pepsi.
No. Well, who's stocking the fridge?
Clearly not me, because there's none in there.
Did James been into the Pepsi? He's getting into your stash of Pepsi.
He wouldn't dare.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would think not.
That's an unshareable, Mike.
I wouldn't grab one of your Pepsis. That's yeah, unshareable. It's unshareable. That's unshareable.
Damn. Well, that's I saw Tom today at the mall. If I had known he was out of Pepsis, I would have been like, hey, take an extra one for later tonight. But yeah, that's a tough break. That's a tough break. Tough break. Yeah. But
Tom saw you at the mall and he thought, hey, man, like, I hope your email works.
Yeah. Real struggle to get everybody here on the Zoom due to technical issues that don't make sense.
Yeah. You're lucky I recognized your voice almost immediately. Who the fuck's talking to me?
Yeah,
what the fuck do you want?
Did he just greet you with a hey bitch?
we were saying nice things about Trifon's pizza.
That's right.
I mean, as per usual.
That's right.
Yeah. But they were good slices today.
I clocked Tom from across the food court, and if looks could kill, this guy was getting ready to go on.
Oh.
This guy was ready to be Godzilla. Just taking everybody out. He looks so bad.
Yeah, I was walking the fine line today between going back, like my first day back at work and ending up on Jess Bins. Like it was, it was quite possibly going to happen today.
You were off for like what, almost 3 weeks. So coming back to that
3 weeks. Yeah.
And the emails and the meetings and the catching up, I couldn't imagine. It'd be fucking just awful. So, but we're glad you're back here on the pod. We missed you.
Are we?
I'm just playing nice. We got to play nice. Everyone's here.
Play nice. Fuck you, bitch. All the niceties now that Tom's back, the at savior least... of the fucking pod is back.
At least I brought my game back with me.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, thank God. You know, because we were too busy talking about box office numbers and Pepsi. It's been a rough go without you here.
I will say we have gotten a few comments from listeners that did love the longer episodes.
Oh, they did.
So that's not happening this week. But in the future, we'll have a show meeting. We'll discuss possibility of doing a little bit more frequently. But yeah. for now, we're just keeping it nice and tight.
They liked the longer episodes, huh?
Yep. Yeah, got a few all comments.
Right. I've had a couple of people say that to me, too, that they really like our show, but they wish it was just a little bit longer.
Huh. I've had so many women say that. I mean, I've had people say that.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah, that's a problem for most of us.
Mostly me. 90 second, man. In and out. Airtight. Like my sexual encounters, like I like my raw viewing experience.
Raw. And on the internet. So I do have a question for Tom, because he was away for a very specific reason, which also meant his wrestling viewing kind of took a back seat. My man hated it, he says. Are you kind of caught up?
I love my mom, but I fucking hated it.
Are you kind of caught up? You did watch the last PLE.
So I watched the AAA show where Dom won the title.
Okay.
I watched WrestlePalooza. Uh-huh. And then Raw last night. Everything else, I'm not watching, not catching up. So I missed, I think, 2 Raws, 3 SmackDowns. And about a billion GCWs because their schedule is insane.
So a big part of while you were away was Mike and I talking about previewing and then reviewing WrestlePalooza. We gave it a C. There's not a whole lot of Palooza in that Palooza.
Yeah, using Palooza was crazy. It was a crazy choice.
Let our listeners know, Tom, what you thought of the Palooza.
I would also give it a C. But a C in the UK is still a pretty good grade.
So I guess a C over here is like a 5 out of 10. It's a passing grade, but it's not great. It's meeting expectations. Is that what you want to call it?
I'd give it a 6.5 maybe out of 10.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar versus John Cena was fucking stupid.
fucking stupid. It's so stupid.
I was annoyed. Also, I've never seen a person go the color that Brock Lesnar was by the end of that match.
Yeah, man.
Like, that dude is, his heart's going to implode, and it's not going to, that's, I don't want that. So get off whatever gear you're on, dude. Like, just fucking stop it. I really enjoyed the mixed tag match because it was a first person. It was somebody's match for the first time in 15 years. That's my thing. I'm always going to like that.
What if it was a Bella, Tom? Huh? What if it was a Bella who's the first match it was? Fuck that shit.
Yeah. No,
was entirely too long.
Oh, I didn't say it. I'd agree with you.
AJ Lee was not impressive by any means.
I'd agree with
you. Becky Lynch is in that match.
It did not need to be 30 minutes. I thought that was, I thought that it was too long, but I enjoyed it.
Legends returns are killing wrestling.
You're killing wrestling, you baby back bitch.
Yeah. This is my role on the pod. This is why I'm beloved, Tom.
I can't even remember what else was on the show, but
Cody was on the show.
Was he?
Main event, baby. Main event.
That was one of the softest fucking matches I've ever seen in my life.
I mean,
with a stupid fucking finish.
Softer than the match before it? That match was soft as fuck. Charmin, baby.
What the
that
hell?
Thing was double ply.
What the hell was it?
It was the mixed tag. The physicality in that match was soft as shit.
The softest match of the show.
Yeah.
But
then we got Io and Stephanie Vakur, which was easily
the only redeeming thing in the whole fucking show.
That was easily the only good match on the whole show. But like I said I think I text this to you guys. It's wrestling. I'm gonna be happy.
Not me. Not me.
Unless it's The Rock cutting a stupid promo, then we need to do an emergency podcast because I am very unhappy. But
actually, now with how incredible, we'll keep on this a little bit. The Palooza that wasn't fucking Palooza. That women's match, we all agree, incredible. Thus proving awesome. That there is incredible talent backstage. I was looking through the live tweets of. I'm going to try to find it from our very own UK Tom.
Nice. From WrestlePalooza.
No.
From Raw last night.
This is from Raw last
night. Oh, okay.
I think. I know which one you're looking for.
That's right. It's just proving my point that
it very much improves your
Where
point.
Where the fuck is it? It's about the promos.
Yeah, give me a second. I'll find it.
Yeah, thank you.
So just
I should have messaged you before for show prep when Scott was prepping the show.
Oh, I prepped the fuck out of that. I prepped the shit out of the show.
But prepped it so hard your email stopped working.
That's just how hard I prep, bro. So last week and even the week before, Mike had alluded to women's matches have been killing it and they're awesome. Evolution was the best pay-per-view of the year. And yet in the WWE, women's wrestling is still not as prevalent on the show as they should be. NXT aside, NXT does a great job, but Raw and SmackDown struggles to get great women's programming on their televisions. But Tom, do you have the tweet there?
I think this is the one you were going to say, Mike. I tweeted at UK Wrestling Tom. If anyone gives a fuck about what I have to say, you shouldn't. But if you do, go follow me. I said the men's crown jewel match gets a long in-ring promo. The women's gets a short backstage pre-tape.
Yeah,
That's
right. That's right, Tom. Remember, guys, Evolution happened. I'm not going to make Scott go back and edit it in.
Hope you fucking enjoyed it
because boy, they just don't give a fuck.
With Crown Jewel, Stephanie Vakur has to win that match.
Absolutely.
She has to win.
For sure.
She has nothing else going for her. Tiffany's been doing a good job on SmackDown, having matches every now and then. The triple threat last
week. Have we been watching the same show? She has not been doing a good job.
She's been doing a good job. I'll give her good.
I'm sure you would, but no.
But that AJ Lee, what a talent, am I right, guys?
But she's actually Tiffany Stratton has somehow got more green now than she was when she started in NXT.
They're not getting the reps on TV.
They're not getting the reps, and this is a fucking problem.
This is WWE, baby. Where you guys been? The bloodline story is going again. So everything else takes a back seat.
I'm locked in.
I don't even want to hear it. I'm locked in again. God damn it.
I'm intrigued.
You should have been acknowledging.
At least it's a little different this time.
That's right.
Just a little.
That's right. OTC, main event, and then Jimmy.
I mean.
Yeah.
Can't forget about Jim.
Can't forget
Big
about
Jim.
Big Jim.
Yeah.
Oh man. It's this weird thing. We'll have to get into it in another show. Get a little bit deeper into what is going on with the women's division in WWE. But I want to get back to
spoiler alert. It's nothing. The conversation is: here's the women who should be on TV regularly.
I want to talk about AJ Styles.
Yeah.
And he's been doing some interviews and podcasts and is very open in saying
once my contract's up next year, that's it. I'm done. Retiring. Shutting it down.
Going right to AEW.
Going all the way to being the elite. I believe the dirt sheets are reporting that his deal could be up in February. So that's coming pretty quick, fellas. Coming pretty quick. When you look at AJ Styles' run overall compared to his, I'm just talking about WWE right now, compared to like the last 3 years, is this a successful, exciting, phenomenal run for AJ Styles, or did it peak too early and it's just kind of fallen off the wayside in the last couple of years?
I think it's definitely fallen off the wayside, but not necessarily in a negative way. They're using AJ to boost younger talent, which is, without setting Scott off, what everybody should be doing. It's a good way to use AJ Styles at the tail end.
You shouldn't even have fucking said it.
You
could have just messaged me your point. We both could have just nodded during the segment, but now Scott's gonna fucking
do a victory lap.
Also, I kind of, me being a stats nerd and things like that, I kind of like the fact that he's gonna kind of be nearly at the exactly 10-year point when he started to when he leaves WWE. That's the sort of shit that interests me. I don't think he's gonna go to All Elite.
No, I mean, joking aside, I'm with you. I think when he calls it, he's gonna call
it. I think he's gonna go to the Performance Center and work with Sean training the young guys.
Yeah, I think he has numerous positions he could have in WWE.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we see him when GCW open their purse strings for Joey Janela's spring break, come do a 10-minute match for a certain amount of money. I wouldn't be as surprised by that, but maybe I would. I don't know. I wonder if his deal's up in February, I wonder if they add some injury time on to get him to WrestleMania.
I would hope.
I mean,
so.
I think at that point you kind of just make that deal to be like, hey, like, we know.
Yeah, come to WrestleMania.
This is the end. Be at WrestleMania. Like, he's a Hall of Famer.
100% sure. He is.
And yeah.
Can you go, just even go back just over, well, I guess at the moment it would still be 10 years, and tell any wrestling fan that AJ Styles is about to be in WWE for 10 years and will be a 2-time former WWE champion.
Yeah. But there you go with perfect stats right there. Think of when AJ came into the company. Think of that Rumble.
Pop
AJ got to do everything AJ probably wanted to do in that company. And in these last few years, AJ also got to do the best thing in a professional wrestler's book. Don't work a lot, still get paid.
And still get a hell of a pop when he did show up.
That's it. Like, you is a guy at this point in his career, even he knows he's like not the same guy.
Yeah.
Because you're not. Physically can't be that way forever.
Well, look at Will Ospreay of 5 years ago. He can't do half the shit he used to do. And that's no disrespect on anybody. That's just
no.
Age.
That's the sad part about aging. You're right.
Yeah. And I think AJ Styles' career went about 100% better than most of us thought it would if he went to WWE.
And he went to WWE.
He went late.
Under Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
He did.
So.
And he didn't get shit on.
He didn't get shit on. Well, I don't know that for sure.
Booking wise or anything else wise.
I mean, I don't know that.
He wasn't allowed to use the Styles Clash early on. That was a thing because Vince heard the name and it was banned. Jericho's talked about this many times. And it was.
Yeah, but consider the source there.
I think Chris Jericho is one of the straightest guys when it comes to telling the truth out there.
okay. We might as well start calling him Terry.
He has said that because the reputation was that the Styles Clash was a very dangerous move, that's why he started using the calf crusher as his finisher in WWE until Jericho allegedly explained what the Styles Clash really was to Vince. And Vince is like, oh, then that's fine. That makes sense. So
I don't believe Jericho had anything to do with it. I believe AJ knew that he couldn't pick up half the guys in WWE for the Styles Clash, so came up with something else.
Interesting. I like it. I like that thought. But either way, the Styles Clash came back.
Just make him look like a straight fucking bitch.
It's fine. I don't know.
You think AJ Styles was ever going to be able to hit the Styles Clash on Kane or half those fucking enormously big fucking huge dudes that WWE had when he first came in.
Well, he should be able to.
He hit it on Roman. It always looked good on Roman.
I don't know. I've never put any thought into it. To me, I think it's weird to go from a really cool move like the Styles Clash to a pretty lame looking move like a Calf Crusher as a finisher.
Even the names.
Yeah. Just yeah. So I don't know. Whatever it is, that's just what Jericho has said in the past, and I believe in it, even in one of his books. But
speaking of putting some thought into it, I can't wait anymore. I've been wanting to do the guessing game.
Whoa.
Since I received these free names,
you know what?
From my dad.
Hold that 1 second. Scott, I just want to let you know that AJ Styles is going to be wrestling the greatest wrestler of all time, John Cena. Go ahead, Tom.
And it's going to be an awesome match.
Because of AJ.
So we got this week for the return of the Papa UK's guessing game. We even have an extra name. There's free names this week.
So we ain't talking Pepsi. We're guessing, bitches.
So you get free guesses each.
All right.
And I'd like to just caveat one of the names immediately that it's not going to help you at all.
Sure. Okay. Just one of them is not going to help us at all?
But the third name is going to add confusion.
All right.
They usually do. The second you say the first name, like pretty confident. Then you say the second one, I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah. No, this time I'm not even certain we're going to get to pretty confident this time.
Okay. All right.
Okay. The first name we have is Abercrombie Fitch.
Okay. So this is
a well-dressed person.
A real preppy-looking motherfucker.
Well, I'll also remind you that these names are coming from a 55-year-old, 30-year Army vet who doesn't know what Abercrombie Fitch is.
He knew enough to say it.
But while you're thinking of the first guess, I'll just remind everybody of the rules. I send a picture of a wrestler to my dad, who is vaguely aware of the existence of professional wrestling. And my dad tells me what he thinks his name is or the person's name is. And I give those names to Scott and Mike. They try to guess who it is.
I have a guess. So,
okay.
Who have you got?
I'm going to guess Meat/Sean Stasiak. That's my guess.
I like your thinking. Okay. Oh,
this one's Abercrombie.
That's my guess.
That's a good. Also, the meat gimmick was insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Asking a dude, making a dude wrestle with a dildo down his tights. What the fuck? What do you got for us, Mike?
Mike's struggling.
I am, because I hear that and I'm thinking like decently dressed dude. Well,
we've got two more guesses.
You got two more? Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna open my first one with Cody Rhodes, because that's the kind of bitch who wears that.
Oh, you don't have to add that last part.
I mean, he's correct. Okay. So for name, he's not right. That's not who it is.
But for sure, it's not.
So the name, the second name, which I already said is not going to help you at all, but it did make me laugh. Fuckbag McGee.
Cody Rhodes.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuckbag McGee.
I'm going to... I'm going to go off the board on this one.
It's anyone. Any, like, is it Becky Lynch? Like,
I'm going to go Van Hammer from WCW. Cause this one doesn't.
Okay. I'm going to say Seth Rollins.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good guess.
So my dad always sends two names. And so originally the only names you were going to get were Abercrombie Fitch and Fuckbag McGee.
Fuckbag McGee is just the name of the episode.
But then about an hour later, he sent me another text.
Okay.
That just says, wait, isn't that Edge? So the third name for you is Edge.
So Christian?
I'm going to guess.
What's your guess?
I'm going to guess Nick Nemeth/Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, it's a great guess. I say Christian.
Okay. You're both wrong.
Fuck!
Oh, good.
All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to react that way, but I did.
Yeah, no, you did.
Yeah, it was Test.
How many pictures did you send him?
That's right.
How many just pictures? One? Just one. It's only ever just one.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Interesting. Oh, fucking, we were, I wasn't even close. You weren't even close.
Fuckbag McGee. Could have been anyone.
Yeah, not helpful at all.
Great though. Love it.
But I loved the addition of the actual wrestler's name as the third. I was like, this'll throw them off. Yeah. And I knew somebody would guess Christian.
Well, for sure.
Yeah, I did too. That's why I did. But Dolph jumped right out of my head. I'm like, oh, it's Dolph Ziggler. It's gotta be Dolph Ziggler.
You know what? The Abercrombie, that would have been a great first pick there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, fuck, Scott. Looks like we're still unsuccessful at Papa UK's guessing game.
Just a couple of dopes.
Holy shit. Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's no, there's that one person out there who's like, I knew it was test after the first one.
No, yeah, I know you fucking did it. I wouldn't have got these.
Didn't know shit. Didn't know shit. Well, that was fun. I'm glad that game was back.
Oh, me too.
Speaking of fun, the In My House team. We're heading out to another live pro wrestling show this weekend.
To the jaw.
We are heading back to Moose Jaw to the pit for Body Harvest, which I still say is the best name of a wrestling show ever. But the card's looking real fun.
Yeah, really I saw some card stuff
ahead of us. We got some new faces to Reaper, some returning faces to Reaper. So I'll just go through the card and we can talk about it. We got, and I believe, I imagine this will open because he usually does, but it's Michael Allen Richard Clark, who has been fantastic at every show we've seen.
Also on the PWI 500 list.
He was. I was very happy to see that.
340.
I was ahead 340. Of him though, so. Yeah. 339 for me. So.
And he is.
The same.
You weren't number 90, the 92nd man?
Not to listen. Room to grow here.
That's what he said.
Just rub it. Just rub
versus,
it.
So it's Michael Allen, Richard Clark versus Sydney Steele, who we've seen, I think, at every Reaper show, and he's real fun.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck Sydney Steele now. Guy's been letting me down. Now I got a cheer for Michael Allen, Richard Clark.
Ooh, you're not going to like that.
No, well, that's life.
It is. And then we have... Bryce Hansen, who we've seen once before, and I quite liked him. He's been to the Noah Dojo in Japan, I think, a couple times. He was he was very good in the ring. He faced Sydney Steele last time he was here.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. He's facing that dickhead, Jesse Bieber.
Fucking most heat going in that promotion, Jesse Bieber.
Well, yeah.
I mean, fuck that guy, right?
Fuck that guy.
Fuck
yeah,
Jesse
Bieber.
I'm real interested to see what happens in this match. Two good talents, one good guy, one dickhead. We'll see.
Two good talents? Yeah.
Jesse's good in the ring. I can't deny he's good in the ring.
I will, because fuck that guy. You want that heat? You're trash.
He needs to find the other half of his fucking wrestling gear, though.
You know what? True. That just adds to the heat level.
It does.
You can't.
Yeah.
If you put normal gear on, I'm like, what the fuck's happening here? Do I hate you still?
Yeah,
it's the confusing gear that makes me hate.
And then we have the Regina boy, Sean Moore, facing the debuting BRG, Brett Ryan Gosling. He's been in MLW, he's been on the indies. He's good talent. I'm looking forward to seeing him for the first time. He'll be very interesting to see how he is in the pit because he is a heel along the similar lines without the singing to Jesse Bieber. So I'm interested to see who gets more heat.
Bieber.
I think it'll be Bieber because obviously we are familiar with him. But I think if we ever see BRG and Jesse Bieber as a team, the fucking world will implode.
Wow.
So nice. That'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to that. He's good talent. Jenai Kai versus Danny Moe. These two were in definitely top two of my favorite matches from Reaper. So I'm looking forward to seeing them go against each other.
I'll be sure to be in my Sunday best.
I'm sure you will. 3-0-6.
If everyone's wondering why Mike is tarps off at this show, that's the reason why.
hopefully Jinai Kai has some time to visit the merch table this time. Flights made that a little tricky last time. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's not easy to get in and out of Saskatchewan, especially if the talent has a book in on a Saturday.
But that's right.
Hopefully we'll see her. Hey, this is going to be fun. We got a Monsters Ball match, guys.
Yeah, I'm pumped for this. I'm pumped for this.
I'm going to tell you right now, missed opportunity if you don't play Monster Mash on loop during the entire thing.
The entire match?
the entire match.
Aaron, please don't do that. We'll have
Please, him. Aaron, it will be wrestling gold if the Monster Mash plays the entire time.
Please don't do that.
It was a graveyard smash, Aaron.
He did the Monster Mash.
Exact. Get behind it. When it plays, you'll be like, fucking sweet. Mike was right.
Yeah, I'm not great with repetition, so I'll be apocalyptically angry the second time I hear it.
You watch WWE. Bitch, you know repetition.
We've got Crazy Steve versus Good Thelonious.
Thelonious. God damn it.
I'm bought in. I'm a big fan. I like it.
Fuck you.
We need gimmicks. Wrestling needs gimmicks.
We don't need a weed box, Tom.
We don't have a weed box anymore. Crazy Steve smashed it up.
Well, now it's going to be a new one.
You're a new one.
You know I'm right.
I will say, because I lean towards what Mike's opinion is, but I think this will be a coming out match for Thelonious. I think we're to see a side of Thelonious that we haven't seen yet in Reaper, and I think he's going to provide a hell of a show for us in that match.
We're gonna get bad Thelonious. Groundbreaking character change in bad Thelonious.
Do you think we get color?
I hope so. We're in a Monsters Ball match.
Those gloves are gonna bleed.
Oh fuck off! If that happens, I'll piss on them. Fuck.
What are we talking about here, Scott? Weed box, magic weed box.
And then, moving on from the weed box before Mike has a fucking stroke.
What's wrong with this podcast today? We have
a NWA World Junior Heavyweight title match, which, I mean, that's cool in Saskatchewan.
Yep.
With Alex Taylor versus the Dynamite Kid, Tommy Billington.
Match of the night. I'm already calling it match of the night. Tommy's my guy.
I got big hopes for this match.
Yep. Tommy's my guy.
He would be my guy if he came to the fucking merch table.
Man, Tommy will.
Listen. UK Tom is trying to hand people money and they don't want it.
It's hard to get my money. So if I'm trying to give it to you and you're not coming out, I'm going to be heated about it.
I bet Thelonious took your money. No fucking problem.
Thelonious hasn't had any of my money yet.
We're going to see new chat.
There it is. Billington. There's the proof in the gut. When bad Thelonious makes his appearance.
if he gets color and is at the merch table bleeding, he'll probably get some of my money.
It's going to be a beautiful swap. It's going to be bad Thelonious versus sane Steve. Can't wait. Gripping wrestling storytelling.
Sane Steve.
Given that given Scotty's love of title matches, you must be real excited about this main event.
Mm-hmm.
It's a triple title match. Yeah. Triple title match.
That's three for those of you who can't count.
NWA World Heavyweight Champion Tom Latimer. Defending the title against Frankie Kazarian, who is defending both the King's Crown title for Reaper and the TNA International Championship.
Here we go. Here we go.
I mean, also
independent wrestling.
Independent wrestling. I'm with you there. That's booking. You know what would make that match better, guys? You ready for it? Hear me out. They Good play Thelonious? The Monster Mash, but they play it the entire time. It's a body harvest.
I'm excited for this main event, but mostly because I used to see Tom Latimer every weekend, but I haven't seen him for about 6 years. So it'll be nice to see my old pal again.
And you haven't seen him as World Heavyweight Champion either. So there you go.
And I've never seen the NWA title in person. So
that's cool. And it's closing out this season of Reaper Wrestling.
Closing out the season.
That's right.
So for all you who don't have your tickets, go get your tickets, Reaper Wrestling. Body Harvest this Friday in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan at the Pit.
Pit. Get in the pit and try to love someone. Yeah.
Edit that. You know what, Scott? If you don't mind editing that in.
Fuck.
Agreement last of the last show where if you follow us, you can chop me is not available for this show. So don't be chopping.
That's a summer thing.
Chops received at this show will be replied to with a headbutt. So
sick. Someone chop him.
Yep. Someone chop him.
Fellas, we're going to wrap up here in a minute or two. Anything else we want to get on the show before we shut her down for the day?
Yes, Scott. Absolutely. Scott, if you could right here, I'm going to start editing in the Monster Mash. You're just going to let that play over us talking at the end.
Oh, and don't forget, right about here. When I reveal in who the answer was, so when I say test, if you edit in test's entrance music, and just anytime I speak, the British Bulldogs theme, that'd be great. Apart from when we talk about Tony Billington, I'm still hot at him for not coming to the merch table.
And also one last thing, leave in the comments tips for how to send an email. You can ask Scotty via wrestling. You can go ahead and send tips for sending an email. Thank you. And this has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.
Even I can send an email and I don't know what Blue Sky is.
You guys are fucks.